Well, another Monday afternoon, another Pearl of Wisdom with Dr. Pearl Coupe. Very good afternoon and welcome back to the daytime break.
Thank you. Thank you. Hello, my peeps out there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to you. Remember that this is our happy Monday. This is our amazing Monday. We don't do Blue Monday here.
Yeah.
That's not our scene. We're not in that WhatsApp group and we're not part of that tribe.
Dr. Pearl, you left us with such an encouraging, challenging word over the past couple of weeks. We've been talking about living beneath your purpose.
Right.
And last week you said preparation is important.
Preparation is very important. So, you know, we talked in the first session, we talked about understanding your purpose so that you don't live beneath it. Second thing, we talked about preparing for that purpose also so you don't live beneath it. And today I'm going to talk about the issue of identity. Because many times we don't walk in purpose because we don't know who we are. We don't know our identity. And I've discovered, Z, that many of our issues relate to identity, not knowing who we are in Christ. And, you know, last week we started by looking at Esther as our case study. And, you know, still focusing on Esther. She had to actually transition. She had to move from an orphan identity into queenship. Into queenship. And I love the scripture because the Bible tells us that, you know, she in Esther 5:1, it says she put on her royal robes. Put on her royal robes. So it talks about, it says 3 days later, Esther did what? She put on her royal robes and did what? And entered into the inner court of the palace. So many of us live beneath our purpose because we're still functioning as, you know, as in our past, in our old identity. We've not put on our royal robes as new believers, as new creation, walking in our new identity. You know, 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, if anyone is in Christ, you are now what? You are a new creation. Old things have passed away and all things have become new. So many of us fail to actually walk into, we live beneath our purpose because we're still in that old, you know, and we've been told so many things, and you come out of this family and you are impoverished or something to do with our looks, you know, you ugly. I mean, who are you? Did you write the book on ugly, and what are the standards of beauty anyway? And who made you the CEO of Ugliness Barometer? You know, who? Yeah. Who is anybody to dare tell anybody else you're ugly? Who? What barometer are you using? What measuring stick? You know, people be telling people stuff like, your nose is too big. Well, what are the right dimensions? Can somebody tell me what are the right dimensions? What is it? Like, you know, the depth. Is it 2 inches? Is it 1 inch? Is it one centimeter? What is it? You're too dark. What? Who? Who made you chief of the skin color barometer? You know? So I don't know where we get these standards from. But unfortunately, you know, there are some barometers, worldly barometers out there who've decided standards of beauty, and we've bought into them. We have just bought into them. And so there's this false ideology of beauty out there, you know, and that's why even our makeup, we put on makeup so that we all eventually look the same, you know? So our uniqueness, our beauty, we all want to look the same color. You know, you find a beautiful chocolate, dark chocolate woman now who woke up chocolate in the morning, by mid hours, yellow bone. I was like, what happened? What just happened here? But somebody told you that the standards of beauty happened to be yellow bone, and we bought into it. You know, so all those things, so that past, those things that we've been told, they have a way of limiting and hindering us from walking in the fullness of our purpose. And then we function beneath our purpose. But Esther, I'm sure there were people out there, peeps reminding Esther, hey, you don't even have any parents, blah, blah, blah. And I'm sure all these, there were some ladies who were competing, you know, to be queen, who might have been reminding her out there to say, and me, I'm from this and this family. And I'm from, and my mother was, you know, the whatever, whatever. And my dad was minister of so-and-so and senator, etc. And Esther was just like, I have no parents. But don't allow that past to allow you to limit you. So put on, that's what I want to say to you. Don't live beneath your purpose because you haven't stepped into your new identity. Understand that you are a new person in Christ. You have a new identity. Put on your royal robes. Come on now. Step into that wardrobe that God has put aside for you. Put on them royal robes. Don't be apologetic. Leave whatever past identity you had behind and step into your royal identity. 1 Peter 2:9 says we are a chosen people. We are a royal priesthood. Walk like royalty. Lift up your head. We are a holy nation. We are kings and priests. So, you know, Esther stepped into royalty in the natural, but in the spiritual realm, we are also kings and priests. We're royalty. We are daughters, sons of the King of Kings, not just an earthly king, but of the King of Kings. So, yes, let's behave like that and walk like you have a new identity. You'll never live your full purpose. You'll always live beneath your purpose if you don't understand your new identity. And I, for one, was one of those people that the enemy tried to torment, you know, with a history. And he tried to remind me, oh, you used to be a party girl. You used to be like that, until I just, you know, would tell him, listen, you want to talk about my history? Let me tell you about your history. And let me tell you about your future. After I'm done with you, I'm going to tell you about your future. Your history is you were kicked out. You were kicked out, head devil. You got kicked out, Nuchal. That's your history, dude. You got dumped. You got kicked out. And let me tell you your future. You know, this is where your future, fire, hell, that's your destiny.
Yeah.
That's your destiny. Your history. Mm-hmm. You, Yeshua made a show of you at Calvary. That's your history, dude.
Yeah.
So you want to talk about my history? Let me talk about your history. And then let me tell you about your future. Because at least I have a future. You don't have a future. So, yes, leave your past behind. Forget the past. God is the one who changes labels and he rewrites stories. He changes labels. He rewrites it. You know, when you read about Rahab in Joshua 2, she's described as a prostitute. Rahab the prostitute. But fast forward to Matthew. Hey, hey, woohoo. Matthew 1, the same Rahab the prostitute. Guess what? She's described as Jesus's great grandmother now. Changed the label, rewrote the story. Somebody was previously known by virtue as being a prostitute, now is written in history with a legacy as being the great grandmother of Jesus. So that's that. That step into your new identity. Put on your royal robe. Our pasts are places of reference, not places of residence.
Ooh.
Don't stay there.
Sure.
Don't make it your resident. Don't make it a permanent resident. Make it a place of reference, because then it becomes a testimony. Then you can talk about, I used to be like this. And you talk about it to encourage somebody that, listen, God took me out of this place, but now I'm in a better place. So make it a place of reference, but not a place of residence. Don't stay there. Don't live there. Don't allow the enemy to oppress you, because that will result in you living beneath your purpose. So I want to leave everybody with this word from Philippians 3, verses 13 to 14. And I want to leave you with an encouragement to say, do not live beneath your purpose. Wake up. Get up every day with that excitement of walking and living in purpose. And Philippians 3 verses 13 to 14 says this. I've used one of the more simpler versions and translations. It says, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it. This is Paul talking. But I focus on this one thing. Yes, one thing. You must remember, né? One thing. I focus on one thing. And what is that? Forgetting the past. Forgetting the past. Don't make it your place of residence. Make it a place of reference. Forgetting the past and doing what? And looking forward to what lies ahead. I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the prize for which God, through Christ Jesus is calling us up to heaven. So yeah, that's my last word to you, family, is don't live beneath your purpose. We've talked about it our last three episodes. We said, know that you have a purpose.
Yes.
You have a general purpose. We have a general purpose that we're given as the church, as the body of Christ. And then we have a specific purpose that is given to us as an individual.
Yeah.
And then we need to prepare. Second session, we talked about how we need to prepare for that purpose. Mm. So again, we don't live beneath the purpose. And then the last thing is step into your identity.
Yeah.
Don't allow your past to just keep you below purpose. Your past indiscretions, your past shame, the reproach that the enemy wants to try to put on you. Don't allow that to keep you beneath your intended purpose. So God richly bless you. Hope you've been encouraged by this session. But go out there. Ginako. Let's go and take purpose. Take it, and you know, forcefully. Just say, we're not purpose.
Yes.
You are mine.
Yeah.
I walk in you.
Yeah.
That's right. You're not going to escape me.
Yeah.
You and me, purpose. Simunye.
We are one.